Today is the first full day on the hustings in the general election campaign. Voting will take place on Saturday, the 8th of February, following a campaign of a little over 3 weeks. Both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil will launch their campaigns today. Sinn Féin will announce its housing policy. Later today, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will hold talks with the new President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, on her first official visit to Dublin. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Mr. Varadkar will meet Commission President von der Leyen this evening to discuss Brexit, CAP, border funds, as well as her big climate action plan, which is to be presented to EU leaders in March. Before that, and as Fine Gael leader, he will travel to Monaghan, along with senior colleagues Pascal Donoghue, Simon Coveney and Heather Humphreys, to hold their party's campaign launch. Fianna Fáil, meanwhile, will hold its opening news conference in Dublin, featuring leader Micheál Martin, who was canvassing in the capital last night, and deputy leader Dara Cailleary. The leader of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald, will be in Dublin Midwest, where the party won the recent by-election, to launch her party's housing policies. The Labour Party said its leader, Brendan Howlan, would be at the Ringsend glass bottle site to highlight government failure on housing provision. All candidates from all parties and none will be canvassing right across the country following the dissolution of the Dáil yesterday.
And some news just in. Human remains have been found in a burnt-out car in Drumcondra in Dublin. Gardaí at Mountjoy believe the discovery is linked to the disappearance of a 17-year-old in County Louth last Sunday night. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Dublin Fire Brigade extinguished a burning car on a laneway at Trinity Terrace off Clonliffe Road in Dublin at around 1:30 this morning. Human remains were subsequently identified in the car. The scene has been preserved. The State Pathologist's Office and the Garda Technical Bureau have also been informed. Gardaí at Mountjoy believe the discovery is linked to the disappearance of a 17-year-old in County Louth last Sunday night. The teenager was reported missing by his family, who are concerned for his welfare. Detectives also suspect that human limbs discovered in a sports bag on a road in Coolock may be those of the teenager, and are hopeful of receiving DNA results today. Searches were also carried out last night in County Louth. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
Motorists are being warned of severe traffic disruption in and around Dublin today because of a planned protest by farmers over beef prices. Up to 400 tractors are expected to be driven to the capital. The Individual Farmers of Ireland is a newly formed group which is organising the protest. Late last year, a similar demonstration led to part of Dublin being closed off for more than 24 hours. Here's our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty.
The group behind this protest says farmers need a better price for their product to help sustain rural Ireland. They've also raised concerns over traceability issues in the food chain. The protest isn't supported by the main farm organisations. Last night, Gardaí issued a statement saying around 400 tractors are expected to converge in the capital, but last year the number of tractors which took part was closer to 100. Regardless, there will be widespread disruption. From 10 o'clock this morning, there will be road closures on Kildare Street, Molesworth Street, St Stephen's Green, Merrion Square and Kevin Street. Traffic will also be affected. There will also be delays in some of the main routes into the city, including the N2, N3, N4, N7 and N81 from noon. People are being urged to use public transport rather than drive. The protest will leave Merrion Square shortly after lunchtime and travel to Kildare Street, where Gardaí will seal the street off. The protesters are planning to stay there overnight and leave the city sometime after lunch tomorrow.
A homeless man is in a critical condition in hospital following an incident near the Grand Canal at Leeson Street in Dublin city centre yesterday afternoon. The man was in a tent that was removed by an industrial vehicle during works being carried out by Dublin City Council and Waterways Ireland. The incident happened between midday and 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The man was admitted to St Vincent's Hospital, where he underwent surgery for what are described as life-changing injuries. Gardaí have foiled a raid on an ATM in Dunlear in County Louth. It's the second attempt to steal cash from the machine in recent months. Our northeast correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
Gardaí from the Armed Support Unit were out patrolling when they were alerted to the attempted ATM theft at Bank of Ireland on Main Street in Dunlear. It happened at around 4:30 this morning. The raiders fled the scene and a pursuit ensued onto the N1. The suspects then crossed the border. The PSNI are now helping Gardaí with their inquiries. A digger remains at the scene this morning and significant damage has been caused to the machine. Sinead Hussey, RTÉ News, County Louth.
Another time is coming up to 6:30 past eight.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. We would like to wish all our customers a happy and safe new year. ESB Networks, serving all electricity customers.
It'll be cold and blustery today with sunny spells and showers. The showers will be most frequent in Connacht and Ulster with a likelihood of hail and thunder. Highest temperatures will range from 5 to 8 degrees, with fresh to strong winds reaching gale force along western and northern coasts. And there's a warning that southwest winds will reach gale force 8 today on coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Errishead to Belfast Lough, and occasionally strong gale 9 between Errishead and Malinhead.